Hello, Mixed Nutcases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Joss and...
Hi, I'm Tech.
And this is Dinner and a Movie. Tech is with me because we are going to be talking about a movie that I grew up loving and you only saw for the first time this year.
I did.
And that movie is Candyman.
The original Candyman. We've said it twice. We have two more times that we're allowed to say it during this little review because we can't say it five times.
And with the illustrious Tony Todd, a.k.a. Kern.
A.k.a. Kern, Mr. Worf's brother from Star Trek. I had no idea that this guy, he was a fantastic person on Star Trek, but the idea that he could play horror is so creepy.
Well, and it's funny because he shows up in everything. Like, if you look at his career, it's just amazing. But this movie, we're giving you a taste of the Halloween Horror Fest episode because we've already recorded an episode about this for Jen and Jason's podcast, Nerds with Voices. They do 31 days of 31 podcasts of 31 movies having to do with Halloween. And Candyman is slated for this year. And we did a very in-depth reaction, but this movie is, it's chilling, it's creepy, and there's a lot of bees.
There's a lot of bees and one big old rusty hook.
And I don't know about you, but I've definitely always checked mirrors in bathrooms ever since then. Make sure that they're not leading to another apartment.
It's a very interesting movie. It's a very different type of horror movie than the ones I'm used to. I like this a lot because it's a lot more of the slow creep out than it is the blood, guts, and gore. And especially what I really hate is the jump scares.
I hate jump scares.
This movie doesn't do a lot of them. This movie is just creepy.
It's so good.
It's done well. It's a fun 90s horror flick. From a completely different perspective from, and by the end of this month, by the end of August, by August 27, we'll have the new one.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
Tony Todd is back.
Tony Todd is back. And it looks like it's going to be amazing. And of course it's a Jordan Peele, so probably will be. There was actually a TikTok that went kind of semi-viral a couple months ago. During quarantine where a woman in an apartment realized that her bathroom had a draft.
Right. Yeah. I remember seeing those videos.
And she crawls through she pulls out the medicine, you know, the mirror and crawls through and she's like, oh my God, there's like this whole other apartment and people have been in here. And everyone's like, girl, have you not seen Candyman?
That's three.
So what should we pair this with?
Whatever it is, it's got to have honey.
Exactly. Well, I'm thinking honey candy.
No, because the candy's got razor blades in it.
Oh, that's right. You don't want to eat razor blades. Yeah.
No. But.
Oh, I know. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on.
Oh, see, as you're looking,
yes.
I was thinking a little bit of something we had the other night.
Mm.
Baklava.
Well, the baklava doesn't really. Well, there's nobody in this movie that's Mediterranean or Greek.
That's true. That's
so. To me, I just have to check where Tony Todd is from.
Oh, okay.
Where is he from? He is from D.C. So let's say Virginia. That technically counts as the South, even though he went to the University of Connecticut. Let's call him Southern.
Are we doing honey wings?
We are doing honey barbecue wings.
Yeah, I knew you were trying to find a way to incorporate barbecue.
My barbecue.
If Tech is picking a meal, he is picking barbecue. Now, when you say barbecue, would you like to explain what you mean by barbecue? As in,
I don't know why there's different definitions. What I mean barbecue.
So
I
there
mean,
are different
I mean,
definitions.
I mean meat grilled on fire.
Yes.
Done without other appliances other than fire and meat.
Yeah. Well, because there are some people that barbecue is a type of food.
Yes.
And then there is barbecue as in the appliance.
No.
And then.
No, I do not use propane. I use charcoal.
Yeah.
And I take hours. I mean, I think my wings take me at least 2 to 3 hours to make.
How long was your fast pork shoulder?
A fast pork shoulder was still a couple of hours, but I mean, a good pork shoulder will take me at least six, and I know that's way too fast. My brisket was way too fast. That needs to be on low and slow, but it's just with the charcoal grill that I have, it makes it difficult to...
And the ADHD?
No, that's not the problem.
No?
I can concentrate.
Okay.
The problem is temperature control, keep the temperatures on the meat correct so that I can do a proper low and slow, because a brisket should take me 13 hours.
Yeah.
But I cannot control the temperature in the grill well enough. I need a different type of appliance to properly offset heat.
Basically, what we have now is a barrel type of...
We can do better.
...barbecue. And
there are things I can do. I just got to get around to doing it. But hey, back to this movie that I shall not name, because we're already at 3 of 5. It's a fun movie, and I can't wait for the remake.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And
we'll make honey wings.
We'll make honey wings. Yes, I really look forward to it. By the way, if you're not able to get your hands on some honey wings, a little trick that a friend taught me. Did you know that chicken nuggets dipped in honey is delicious?
You didn't know that?
We learned that together with...
Nuggies.
Yeah, in honey. Delicious.
Nuggies in honey.
It's great. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you, everybody.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.